Okay, so to reiterate here, since I'm now recording, we saw that TMG is designed around researcher record, people and relationships. Data is generally organized around a focus person or the subject. Five of the seven windows are about the subject. The major window is the details window. It has three views. We saw the person view, the family view, and the tree view. And the other four of the five windows are flags, children, siblings, and image. And then I showed you that with my screen, with my family. But now we're on tags and flags. Tags can be used to link to more than one person. Most of the information about the subject is recorded in tags, as you saw on my personal screen there. And they all appear in the person view, and that's what you saw there. Tags have several fields. We'll look at a few examples as we go through this morning's presentation. Different people have different sets of tags, obviously, because they have different information from their background, from their life. Different people have different things. Flags. Flags are generally not useful for basic information. A major exception, of course, is the gender or the sex of the subject. It's recorded in a flag and appears in the flag window. Note that the flag window is not part of the standard layout. You have to access it via the menu or click on one of those icons if you've set up your menu like that. Everybody has the same flags. If you define a new flag, then all your people get that flag. So that's why you initialize it to either question mark, which means unknown, or then you do some other stuff. You usually filter with secondary output to set tags on a bunch of people, or you can go manually in through all your data, all your records, and do it. Flags are mainly used for the analysis of your data, such as the birth order flag. Flags can serve to simplify the grouping of people for accents and filters. And this is described in Chapter 11 of the Getting the Most Out of TMG book. However, there's a major difference between tags and flags. You can enter a source for a tag, but not for a flag. In other words, if you said if you defined a flag for people that in your database, in your project that were World War II veterans, okay, you couldn't tell what the source of that was when you define it for all the people that were in World War II. Therefore, it might be useful to have a tag in addition to a flag. For example, if you need to enter a source for a flag, then you define a tag with the same name, and it comes from the other group, which we'll review in a minute here, with the same name to supplement that flag. Okay, so on the tag type list, tags are classified into tag groups. Name tags have their own group. Relationship tags have their own group, too. And we'll see that others, when we go to that particular, to the tag type window, we'll see that others have also their own groups. Here we are on slide number 4. So the remaining tag groups are collectively called event tags. They don't necessarily record real-world events in the ordinary use of the word event. Five event groups chronicle these events: birth, death, burial, marriage, and sometimes divorce. The other three groups are event tags, and they are address, history, and other. That's right, other is the name of an event group. Tag groups are significant in the use of filtering. And we saw that, and we will see that, not today, but when Janice has given her presentations in the past on filtering, and probably will in the future. And then there's the automatic relation tag, which is really not a tag, even though it displays in the tag box. And you can select it via file, preferences, current project options, and other, and we'll see that yet. Well, let's go ahead and show you how that's done. Okay, you can see that here on mine, I have a relationship. Okay, when you set up a relationship, and I'll go through that step in a minute, I am the grandson of Jesse Lloyd Roby. In the relationship thing, you set up a person or a number, whatever, however you identify that person. And then every person in your database will have, who is related to that person, will have a relation tag. As you can see, I'm a grandson. If I go to my father, he's the son. And if I actually go to Jesse Lloyd, he's the same as Jesse Lloyd. And if I go to his father, then it's the father of Jesse Lloyd. Okay, so as I back up here to me, oops, not me. Under view, I am going back to me. Under view keeps the last however many I showed there. Okay, so how do I change that? The good old right click, go to preferences. And like I said before, it's in current project options under other. Okay, and so I said I wanted the automatic relation tag. There's a warning someplace that says if you click on this, it takes a little bit more time to calculate it all, but everybody should have fast computers nowadays. As you can see, my focus person is number one, Jesse Lloyd Roby, which is my grandfather, or I could do it with the spouse of this person. As you can see, it says it's slower. And if I do change the person, let's change it to two. Which is my grandmother, and so we'll see how this, when I refresh the relationships, and then I go back to me, you'll see that I'm the grandson of Jesse Flowfeather, obviously. My grandfather was married to my grandmother, I'm still their grandson. This is my mother. There's no blood relationship with my grandmother on my dad's side, so it tells you that. Okay, so let's continue with the presentation here on slide. Yes. How do I use that? That's just an interesting piece of information. It's not really used. It doesn't come out in any reports. However, there is a report that shows relationships for a lot of people.
A lot of people have asked for some way to have that printed out.
Right. Okay, so the next thing is, so event tags are used to record information, but other than a name or relationship. They always have one principal, but sometimes they have two. Does anybody know when an example of such an event tag that has two principals? Marriage, all right. Hey, give everybody a red star. So a principal is a person who is a chief participant in an event, and the name principal is the default role on the tag entry screen for event tags. For most tag groups, a principal can have only one primary tag. Roles are discussed in chapters 5 and 6 of the book, beyond, you know, the old teacher thing, beyond the scope of today's lesson. All event tags may have one or more witnesses. The definition of a witness, we're going to see that in a minute, where it all appears in TMG, is a person who's associated with an event tag in some way other than the principal. Makes sense. A witness in TMG is not necessarily an actual witness to an event. Okay, it's and also a witness has a default role on the add witness screen. And I think we'll go through that again, if I haven't done it before. History tags have witnesses also. They do not have a principal. We're going to come back to the history tag in a couple of slides here. Okay, so we're going to look at some things here. A couple of the interesting tags in the name group are the name var and the name nick. And I told you, or I showed you last time how I made a name nick tag for me. My family calls me CG rather than Clyde E or Clyde Jr. And so I showed how that was done. Another tag group is the relationship group. TMG recognizes blood relationships. These are usually XXX bio, like DAU bio or son bio, or adoption, son ADO, DAU-ADO, and so forth. Also, there's a foster child, XXX-FST, step-parents, XXX-STE for step, stepmother would be mother-STE. Godfather, if you have godfathers in your family. I'm not related to the... And then there's the, excuse me. And then in addition to the birth and the birth two tags, there are also tags for baptism and christening because... a couple of centuries ago, that's what people recorded when they were living out in the middle of nowhere. They didn't record or take time to record the date of when someone was born. But if they were religious, they went to their local church and then that's or synagogue, and that's where that was recorded. In addition, if you have a Jewish ancestry, then the bar mitzvah or bar mitzvah are also in the birth group. Then there's the death group. The cause of death can be entered directly on the memo of the primary death tag. It's not necessary to enter a marriage group tag for unmarried parents. It's used when an actual ceremony occurs, when the actual marriage ceremony occurs. And despite the name of the divorce group, a custom tag could be made in this group for any end of a marriage, however that end may occur. Examples brought up last time were separation and annulment. And we ended last month with the history tag, and that's where we're going to start this month. And our connection is down again. Okay, so the history group was designated with, was designed with a special purpose. And history tags, as you can read through there, history tags document a single historical event. And so it's time for a demonstration. And it's already at it. Okay, this is a history tag. It shows up as a witness. And as you can see, if I open this up, this is a history tag, tag type history, and this was when John F. Kennedy was assassinated back on November 22nd, 1963. I think all of us remember that event, because there's nobody here that's younger than me. Huh? Well, to be here younger than that, you'd have to be like 52 years old. Well, maybe there are some people here that are younger than 52. My apologies. All right. My apologies. Okay, so how would I make a history tag a good old ad which goes up here, or I do. I'm getting used to the right click in the tag window. And as you can see, add a tag is the very first one on the list when you right click. So we add a tag. We're going to make another history to minimize. What I do is I choose a tag group because the list of all is reduced. And in the history group, there's only one tag. So I double clicked on it. And what we're going to do is create another tag, history event. Anybody want to come up with one?
The
what?
The ship and. I use them for passenger arrivals.
Okay, all right. All right, moon landing. Okay, what was the date? 1969. Yeah, that's about all I know about it, too. Even though I've watched Apollo 13 a few times. Okay, so 1969, and it puts in the sort date 1969. And we're not going to put the moon, but we're going to say, who's the astronaut that stepped out? Who?
Armstrong.
Okay, so notice that it adds me as a witness automatically. Right. Yeah, the person that I was in at the time. Okay, so I'll delete that since.
You didn't land on the moon.
It was
there.
You watched it on TV.
I watched it on TV. Yeah, I did too. Okay, so. Okay, because I'm using big characters, I can't scroll down to this thing and close it out. Well, all that does is say you want to lose changes and do none.
Hit the maximize box. Okay? And what you
see, it's so big that I can't even see it at the bottom.
No, but it should take right click on that and unlock.
Okay, now there we go. Well, I've got to have at least one witness. So I guess we'll add. And I'm number five, so. Okay. All right, sorry for that. So there we are, and there it is in the time, in my history there. Okay.
In the latest version of TNG, you can color those tags too. They can be different colors.
Okay, so we see that persons can be attached as witnesses to the tag. I didn't show you that since it came up automatically with me. Okay, so the history tag can be thought of as a one-event timeline. And we'll look at timelines in a couple of minutes here. History tags are specific to a particular data set and cannot be shared like real timelines. Real timelines can be shared among all sorts of projects. They cannot be shared within or among projects or among different users. Witnesses must be attached explicitly to history tags. And TMG V8, the person that you're currently looking at is automatically added and displayed as a witness. As you saw there, I was automatically added. Note that history tags can never be primary since they do not have any principles. Okay, so now we have the address group. The address tag is designed to hold a current address for people in your project. Only one tag in the address group can be primary. Use the residence tag to record past addresses. The residence tag is in the other event group. Or make a series of custom tags, for example, resided 1, resided 2, and so forth. These would also be in the other event group, and each one of these could be primary. So now we're going to have another little demonstration. We're going to add a tag from the address group. Dick, can you hear me? If so, go over to the chat and enter something. Of course, I could be plugged into the earphone. Okay. What I'm doing is, as you can see here, now you can see, I'm hosting this Join Me. John here is attached to it, Mike here is joined, and Dick Cleveland, who is over in Lewis, Delaware, which is close to Dewey Beach, just joined in too. I had sent this meeting number to the executive committee members, some of whom are not here, obviously. So we'll see what happens anyway. And you've got your Join Me window open, right, Mike? John?
Yes.
Because I'm going to hide mine so I can go on here. Okay, so with the address, I'm going to add an address tag. And that's the reminder, okay? Date is optional, it's intended for the current address. See residence for prior address residences. Okay, so back in 1960, well, actually my address is today, from 1985, from 1 April 1985. Okay, and I was in, well, I am in Centerville, which is in Fairfax County. And it's in Virginia. Okay, so it added a, in the timeline here, was down here. Here we go, address, a residence, address.
And have an option
on the no, you can't. Well, the address is your current address. The end date is today.
No, what I mean is get a residence for address.
Oh, residence? Let me pull that one out. Okay, on the residence. There's only one date, so you'd have to enter it in the memo.
Can you put between 1925?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess you could say
B E T.
Let's go with the previous one, which was in 1975 and 1985. See, you took it. Okay.
But if you're getting it from the census record, for example, then you're going to put down the actual date of the census. But you might also want to indicate the length of time, in which case you have to put that in the memo.
If you wanted to, yeah. So here's the residence. I changed it. I changed the residence tag. Between 75 and 85, I was a resident of Atlanta, Fulton County, Georgia, which is not true.
From S date to Y.
Yeah, it wouldn't have to be a year to get the real actual dates. Then I've got that information around because you fill out this humongous form when you work for the government. And I keep it around just in case I need it. Okay, back to here. Okay, so we'll go to the next slide, slide number 9, which talks about timelines. Timelines are kind of interesting. Okay, timelines provide a way of showing the historical context within which your ancestors and other people in your database live. A timeline is a small database external to the main TMG stuff, consisting of dates and text describing what took place on those dates. Timelines are only shown in the person view, and they're shown for everybody. To do so, you select the timeline from the timeline manager, and we'll see that at the end of the slide here. There are a number of ways to choose the option. One is to show selected timelines. One is including a checkbox in the timeline manager. Another is to right-click in the tag box, and still another is in the menu tools, show timelines. Finally, there's a choice in preferences, so there's half a dozen ways you can get to it. And there's also the control backslash, which is the shortcut key to get to it. You can lock a timeline for to one or more individual people in your data set. It will then show on the person view, regardless of the setting of the project as a whole. So timelines can be locked and unlocked for individuals. Using the secondary output in the list of people report, again, that's in chapters 10 and 11 of the Getting the Most Out of TMG book, and we're not going to demonstrate that today. Okay, so when timelines are shown on the person view, only certain events from the selected timelines are shown. Those that fall within the person's lifetime, adjusted by the CIRCA means value from the advanced section of preferences. Now, what that means is that by default, CIRCA is plus or minus, I think, 20 years. So 20 years before you were born and 20 years after today or after the death of a person, it will show timeline entries. So if you want to know about that, you go to the help and look for lifespan calculations. Okay, demonstration time again. Okay, good old right click, timeline, show timeline events. Okay, now you might wonder, well, why did this appear? Well, it turned out, I'll show you that in a minute, but I chose the timeline, which is when the states were admitted to the Union, because during my timeline, or during my lifespan, both Hawaii and Alaska were admitted to the Union. Now, I don't know if some of you are old enough. Well, I don't know, but Arizona was admitted to the Union earlier in the 20th century, so, okay, so I was born in 49, I'm a 49er, okay, so we got tools, timeline manager, okay, you can see all the interesting timelines that either TMG has or that other people have included. Here's one, as you can see, the United States Civil War events and battles, history of daily life since 1700. Some of these are interesting. Here, if you're interested in Illinois, including the Lewis and Clark stuff. As you can see, I had just one of these selected, the admission of the United States to the Union, and it gives who compiled it and whatever the CIS number is. Also, you can find out the formation of Virginia and West Virginia counties, and there are other things up here, too. Here's the religious history of Scotland. You know, depending upon what your family history is, you can add that. And there's a couple of census, U.S. census-related ones, too. Here's the formation of counties. I double-clicked on that, or I could have right-clicked and selected that, or gone up here and selected it. See, this becomes select rather than deselect. Okay, so we're going to see a lot of counties in Virginia in the early 50s. And a couple in the 60s and 70s. So there we are with that. Plus, Alaska and Hawaii were admitted to the Union. And sometimes that gets pretty noisy, so I'll elect to take them off. Okay, as we saw that several timelines were provided with TMG, and we just saw those with the timeline manager. And from time to time, TMG users actually create their own and upload those to a couple of places. One of them is here at this location, tmgtips.com/timelines.htm. And if you wish to, you can make your own timeline. In the timeline manager, you can add a new timeline and then add the events to it. The help topics add new timeline or edit timeline provide information about that. The instructions are in those two help descriptions. You can also edit an existing timeline in the timeline manager. You can add an individual timeline event. Or you can edit one that's currently there, as if it were a tag almost. A timeline can also be created from events in your data set. But this process requires a database manager that can produce, if you can remember it, DBase 3 or DBase 4 files, and it is described in an article on Lee Hoffman's website. Okay, one of the strengths of TMG is its ability to handle conflicting evidence. For example, if you have different sources for an event that gives conflicting dates, you can enter a tag with each date. Of course, if it's in the same group, you can only have one primary. If additional evidence later leads you to change your mind or change your conclusion concerning what the former primary date was not correct, but another one, which is currently secondary, is correct, is more correct, then you can swap them, and we'll show how to do that. It's easy to change it. Sometimes it's just easy to record conflicting evidence in a citation detail, and then you can use the surety fields of the tag to indicate which is more likely. And refer you to chapter one, and I think John is going to present a little bit on chapter one this morning. I think if I read the website correctly. Or you can use a conclusions tag. That is a custom tag that is relevant in a relevant tag group with a tag name like birth-conc or birth-conclusion. Then you can place your reasoning in the citation detail of that tag or in the memo of that tag. So let me go back and we'll going to add another graduate. You can see we have a couple of graduations. I have the primary one that's my high school. Here's one down here, which is from George Tech. And all I do, if I want to make this graduation my primary one rather than my high school one, is I just hit the asterisk key. And voila. This one is now the primary, and my high school graduation is now no longer primary. And if I want to make my WVU graduation primary, then I just write the asterisk there. So it's easy to change your primary tag within a tag group. So what we're going to do? Oh, yes. Let's add another graduation tag. Hey, got enough already. Let's add another one. Okay, so that's in the other group, I think. Yep, there it is in the other group. I double-clicked on it. And we're going to say that I'll just stick it here, and from Nova. And so there it is. And you can put lots more information, of course, in the memo or in those other fields. Nova is obvious, well, to all of us, Nova is obviously in Northern Virginia. Okay. So that was conflicting evidence. Okay, so different people have found inventive ways to use TMG. And one of these is to enter data for entities or even concepts that are not even people. I think we'll read through that. An example is at tmgtips.com, where a link to Diana Begeman's site can be found describing a method of using a census person to link together actual people found in a census. It's one way to take care of the census. These are non-people, and that's the way she handles census rather than having census tags. And also there's a link to Terry Legal's website, where he uses a different method of entering census data. And some people have used the second principle in a burial tag to enter a cemetery person. That's where they record the name and location of the cemetery, and then so cemetery information should probably also be entered in the place fields of the burial tag, obviously. If it's buried someplace in a cemetery, that's where you would like to store that kind of information. However, the cemetery person can be used to link people. If you have many people buried in the same cemetery, usually you do, I'm a bit of associated with you, it's easy to find them all if you have a cemetery person on the death tag. Then you simply go to the person view for the cemetery and you see all the people buried there. Do you make a, I haven't followed through. I just went through there and I saw that, hey, that's cool. And so perhaps that's something that you can find out, Paul, and make a presentation in a future meeting. Right. As they say in math class, the truth is left as an exercise to the student. Or, yeah, right. It's trivial. One of the reasons I didn't continue in my math. I went to computer science. That was even more of a challenge. Okay, so since the cemetery or the census is not recorded as related to anyone in your project, it will never turn up inappropriately in any report. So. Any questions other than the one that Paul had And Paul's going to find out the answer and make a presentation sometime in the new year.
History.
Yes.
When you have history tags, if you're a way of listing out all of the history tags that are available, not going into an individual person?
I would think so on the list of events. Let's try to see.
Okay, you have to do a report to say
yeah. What's on the report, list of events.
Well,
list of events. Tag type group is history. That would give you the list of all history tags.
Yeah.
And probably in that list would be the people or persons that you recognize are, that the new person needs to be added to.
But you could just go to the Project Explorer and have it right there on your screen. And see that.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I did here, was filter this report. Right. So let's go to Project Explorer. And we're going to filter. And we want to, let's go to a filter, and history group, subfield,
number of tags is one
equal, well, I guess you don't want that,
number of tags
is greater than zero. Okay, except because of my display here, I can't do that. Oh, wait a minute, let's see. Okay. All right, in my case, I don't have any, obviously, but
okay.
There you go.
Well, you should have had yourself.
No, I didn't add a history.
That?
No, no. Those were history tags, or those were, here I am. See, history doesn't show up as history. It shows up as
yeah, but
witness.
You still, oh, you know what, you have to do witness.
Well, that's
go to the
project store. Click on that,
and then think
go
right down. Witness history.
Witness history. Okay. And I
should
see. There. Witness history.
Okay. And then
number of citations.
Number of
tags. Greater than zero. Okay. There are two. And there they are.
Okay.
Same guy.
It's one of those things where if the first one only gets you the principles and the other one gets you the
principles. Okay, any other questions? Yes.
I like what you did when you have graduation. If I have degrees under education, and it would be nice to change that graduation without having to go through all of the tags and change it. Is there a way to say, this tag that says education, I want this one to change to the graduate?
Do you want to do it for everybody?
Well, it just, I only have it for a few people in there. And I thought I'd just go into, like, another degree or my degrees or whatever. Just click on one of those and say, change to to change the tag to graduation instead of education. I thought it was going to be tight.
I don't think you can do it within TMG now. TMG Utilities might. I'd have to look at that.
You can create a new tag. Okay, yeah. And then, if they're both in the other group, which they should be, then it's easy enough to open that tag up and change how the button at the top and pick the other group. You want to show them that, Todd? I still can't even get my TMG to load.
Okay, let's save, let's name Nick. Let's say I want to change it from name Nick to something else, something or other else. So tag type, let's call it name change or whatever.
So if you create a new tag in that group, then you can change it by doing that. Okay, so.
Oh, my God, what a fault. Okay. That's tag type name. Oh, I had a new one. That's not what I wanted to do. Okay, go to. Well, anyway, it's named it. Okay.
I didn't retype anything. No, you just have to change it. And TMG Utility will actually change them all for you so you can find them. But first you put it in the tag. Yeah, I'm going to use it. I've only done that for about 3 people.
There's a typo on that problem.
With only 3 people.
Junior.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, that's all good.
Do you mean junior?
Yeah, that's what I mean. My right finger, depending on what I'm thinking of at the same time, it goes to I-O-N or the I-O, and sometimes the R, but usually it's I-O-N, because that's what I usually spell a lot, is something that ends with I-O-N. So my fingers are automatic over here. Okay, good. Any other questions? Yes, ma'am. Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Just that three. So
repeat entry?
Yeah, just that three.
It's just that three. But you can do control gets you the list.
No, I just want to keep repeating the same.
Yeah, it's just that three. For F2. F2 is searching out for the ones that have already been done. F3 is just repeating the last entry, like the last sample. Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
There you go. Thank you.
Yeah, F3 is repeat previous entry in this field. Control F3 is repeat list of previous
sometimes
entries.
Sometimes you might not have your cursor in the correct field.
No, I'll play with it and see if it works, because I used to use the concept.
Okay, then we have a short break. If you have any questions or if you'd like to join me, then we'll try that. Yes. Oh, that's right. John. Okay.
The problem is, in trying to install it, my Norton immediately says, this is a higher schedule because it's been reported to use by fewer than 10 Norton users in the world.
Obviously, we're not Norton users.
And there's some other complaint. That doesn't mean it, but.
No, I understand.
Pop up early in the morning, but then I'll wait.
Yeah, we can wait. When we had a little experiment, and I don't know about everybody else, but you had the 5 out of 10 dogs.
Yeah.
Of course, and then the splash screen was displayed.
And we don't know how the sound works.
Well, well, Dick was only Dick was one for a little bit of time, but
I'm still on. But I've been chatting with him. He doesn't respond to the chats.
Okay. So this has been a little bit of an experiment,
this,
and
this viewer four.
Viewer four to identify. We don't know who it is.
Yeah, could be dark.
Could be dark. Yeah.
We
remember how to change it when we have off.
Somebody's
chatting.
But it went down a lot, so that doesn't look like
Especially around here.
Yeah, we have internet.
I tell you though, and my home computer really
enjoys me. Yeah, I think I did that, yeah.
Some of them
look smaller.
Yeah, some of them are. Actually, I think I look bigger.
I am quite smaller.
Yeah, as you can see on that one, when I went to the three family room,
that's why I made it 11.
Yeah.
Well, okay, you
see. Okay, well, I'll see you.
So we're going to go on to the second one.